Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Like the flurry of migrating avian, October has flown by. Meek and mellow, most of the time, our 10th segment of 2010 finally showed a hint of winter last week. An autumn squall left a sheer layer of snow along the trail on Wednesday evening, the 20th. Yes, it did precipitate, lasting for an overnight, and amounting to only 6/100ths, but it was white and wet. By mid-morning next day, we had slipped right back into the same old dry rut. A couple trips to the end of the trail last weekend left me almost dumbfounded. When I passed over the Cross River, where it intersects the byway, the river is so astonishingly low that it probably should not be defined as such. It is more or less a rocky pathway now, with a few puddles. It's both sad and maddening that the climate patterns have altered so drastically in the past decade. Sure makes one wonder what will come next. The only positive about the nasty drought conditions is that it has allowed another project to commence at the end of the trail historical site. Several citizens remaining in the cold season Gunflint community came together once again on behalf of the Gunflint Trail Historical Society. Meeting this time was for the assembly and installation of the Rubaboo Trail Boardwalk at the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center. The energetic crew, under the leadership of Kath and Mike Landy, spent the better part of last Saturday getting all parts assembled and a good one half of the scenic walkway put in place. Sincere thanks are extended to those ambitious folks, but the job is not yet done. Another gathering is planned for this Saturday to complete the project. If anyone in the territory is interested in helping, plan to be there at 9 a.m. All hands are welcome. With fall being both a time of endings and beginnings, wilderness happenings are dwindling on some counts and reaching a fever pitch on others. The tamaracks are about dusted off. Sap in the sugary tree veins is oozing down to root. Earth-level foliage has collapsed with the loss of its life-supporting juices, and loons have gathered to shove off for places south and east. Meanwhile, the biological energies of sustaining a next generation are beginning to flow as whitetails head into the rut. Although the mating ritual is beginning to wane for area moose and bear, there is still plenty of exuberance in the woodsy thicket as winter preparations continue. Human spirits are on the rise, too, as the firearms deer hunting season is nearing. I'm hearing of rifles being sighted in, stalking sites getting camouflaged, and hot orange gear being packed into duffels. Yes, November is moving in, and next weekend we'll find both man and beast on the run. Everybody should be on the lookout. At Wildersmith, I have yet to finish fencing a patch of young trees from potential browsing deer. Next year's firewood is yet to be split and stacked, and the need to mount my snowblade remains on the list. Nevertheless, it's time to get on with winter. Gray clouds of the coming month have been building over the past few days and has put me in the mood. Even checked out the snowblower and it started, second pull. So let's let the snowtime offensive begin. A close of the column for this week is not complete without an urgent request to remind one and all WTIP listeners and readers that the fall fund drive is but days away. A continuance of the splendid program offerings from this gem of the North needs your ongoing financial support. Wildersmith wants you to give to the best of your ability. As the fund drive begins on November 4th, listen for a Wildersmith incentive match to be announced and make a contribution. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the natural offering.